Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Balloon-filled drama car. One Wednesday in December, I stepped foot out of the flat for the first time in a while. When I say a while, it was long enough for me to look up and remember that the sky exists, to breathe out and say, I should have done this days ago. I stopped walking to let a car pull out onto the road. Oh yeah, I thought, this is the type of activity people take part in when they're outside. The first thing I noticed about the car was the pink helium-filled balloons in the back, one of my favourite sights. Helium balloons in the back of a car. The roof preventing them from floating away. Inflated tyres on the outside, inflated balloons on the inside. I walked round the back of the car as it pulled out, and on the roof, above the passenger seat, was a bunch of white lilies. They looked brand new, with the condiment sachet of plant food sellotape to the stalks. The car was nudging its way out onto the road. There was a young woman in the passenger seat. I widened my eyes, raised my eyebrows, and knocked on the window, pointing to the roof. I made a noise that sounded a bit like, The woman had just taken a mouthful of what looked like a McDonald's double cheeseburger. She looked at me, cheeks bulging. I pointed again and said, "You've got flowers on the top of the thing." I had panicked and forgotten how to say car. I should have shouted it, but having not performed on stage for a while, I've lost my confidence to bellow at strangers. She tapped the driver on the arm and pointed at me. When you haven't shaved for as long as me, the last thing you want to be doing is knocking on people's car windows when they are trying to pull out. Come on, Rob, stick with it, I thought. They'll be grateful eventually. The car pulled out onto the road with a bouquet on top, like some sort of low-budget reenactment of Princess Diana's funeral. They're gonna fall off. Definitely. I looked across at the car, now standing still in the traffic on the other side of the road due to the traffic lights. A hand reached out of the window and took the flowers into the car. I'd like to think the woman in the car was laughing and saying, "Oh, he was trying to tell us about the flowers on the roof." That was good of him. That's what happens when you leave the house. What? Anything. Something that makes the day different to what it will definitely be. I was outside again, having experiences. It reminded me, people do things for people like buy balloons full of helium and flowers and leave them on their car roof by accident, and I was pleased to be amongst it.